The Biden administration's climate change plans are facing more scrutiny as Republicans take control of the House next Tuesday. Boosting domestic oil and gas drilling are among GOP priorities. Still, as NPR's Jeff Brady reports, climate advocates believe the country could remain on track to meet ambitious greenhouse gas reduction goals.
Republicans will have a narrow majority in the House, but leadership comes with a big voice that they'll likely use to criticize Democrats' climate change plans. We got a sense of that during the midterm election campaign. Outside Pittsburgh in September, House Republicans strode on stage to this song.
It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours.
Republican leaders talked about their Commitment to America plan, which has one big message when it comes to energy.
Made in America.
At that event, Republican Minority Whip Steve Scalise highlighted concern about gasoline prices.
We have a plan to lower energy costs, to get us back not only to lower energy costs, but energy independence. We shouldn't be buying oil and natural gas from Russia or Iran or Saudi Arabia. We can make it right here in America, like you make steel in Pittsburgh.
Actually, most imported oil comes from Canada, and the U.S. exports more petroleum than it imports. Still, Republicans want more drilling, but it'll be difficult for them to pass laws to make that happen since Democrats still control the Senate and White House. It's worth noting that oil and gas companies give campaign contributions overwhelmingly to the GOP. The party's other big priority is giving much more scrutiny to a budget law Democrats passed this year called the Inflation Reduction Act. It allocates the most money ever for climate change efforts, about $370 billion.
It's Solyndra on steroids.
Solyndra, the bankrupt solar company, is on the lips of many Republicans these days. Washington State Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers likely will chair the House Energy and Commerce Committee. She mentioned the company in this video her office posted on Twitter.
We need to remember the Solyndra scandal when they defaulted on $500 million. A loan from DOE.
The Department of Energy during the Obama administration co-signed the loan to Solyndra. The loan program recovered from that loss a few years later and now is set to expand under the Inflation Reduction Act. Tiernan Sittenfeld with the League of Conservation Voters says that budget law is key to meeting President Biden's goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions.
Effective implementation of the Inflation Reduction Act should keep us on track to cut climate pollution by 40% by 2030.
That still leaves 10% left to cut. Sittenfeld says executive actions could help the country make that up. New regulations are expected to reduce power plant and transportation emissions. States with their own climate plans, notably California and New York, also will contribute. New legislation, though, may have to wait.
Elections come around every couple of years, and so we are already looking to the 2024 elections and making sure that we elect environmental champions up and down the ballot.
Meantime, new tax credits are coming in a few days for all kinds of climate-friendly purchases, like buying an electric car or a more efficient furnace. Those begin January 1st, 2 days before Republicans take control of the House. Jeff Brady, NPR News.